Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. I'm Becca Tobin. Across from me is Kelty Knight. To my right is Jack Vanek. Hi, gang.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm so excited to be alive.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
What a time.
It's like summer.
Is there a certain
city
thing that's exciting?
No, just everything. Mm. I'm just like feeling it.
Well, then why not waste any more time?
Yeah. And honestly, I'm excited about my good week.
Okay, well,
oh, wow,
let's move
go
right into it. It's time for
good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
All right, Kelty, go.
I never go first. Can I go first?
That's what I just said.
Thank you.
Obviously.
Okay. So, guys, I have something to tell you, and I'm not sure if it's embarrassing. It's not embarrassing to me, mm-hmm, but my good week this week is that I...
Wait, I love that your good week is something that's questionably embarrassing.
Yeah, I know.
I love, with my full, non-ironic heart, the new Backstreet Boys song.
And oh, I haven't heard it.
And the new Backstreet Boys video.
They have a video?
Okay.
Who makes music
videos?
It's
their first
anymore
song. Mm-hmm. I guess it went like number one in a whole bunch of countries. Mm-hmm. Nick Carter was supposed to come on this podcast. No, AJ.
AJ.
And then he canceled. So AJ, I'm giving you free publicity right now. You better come back to Lady Gang. But anyway, point being, it's called Don't Go Breaking My Heart. But it's very good.
It's actually pretty good.
It's a f***ing smash. Mm-hmm. And then the video is not disappointing. Okay. The worst thing is
that it like an old Backstreet Boys video?
Like, yes.
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 Who watches music
videos? Well, that's
videos
what I said.
I do. Because I follow them on Twitter,
well,
and they posted
for your
it
job. Got it.
No, I didn't have to for my job. This was for my own enjoyment. Hmm. There's nothing worse than like old guys trying to like do the young trends, right? Like,
yeah,
lasers and like the
like suddenly they
thing
have like DJ,
yeah,
music.
It's
yeah
like, no, they went like, this is an old school. This could have been the single after I Want It That Way, and it could have been the video after I Want It That Way.
Oh,
like,
love that.
It's just them.
They are
soundstage.
Time.
Yeah, no, but like, but with better clothes
except
now.
Really wrinkly.
Kevin's wearing a bucket hat, which is like,
no way.
I appreciate from him because it's questionable, Kevin.
Oh my god, he is like the bucket hat. He is the bucket hat.
Yeah, he is the bucket hat. So he's
wow
wearing a bucket hat. Anyway, it's a great video.
That's
you
amazing
should go watch it. And there, Howie had a major glow up. Then I was talking about loving it on the Facebook group. And then some girl's like, did you see the documentary? So then, like, I'm at the royal wedding, and mm-hmm, I have so many things to do. I'm in London. I could be having a fabulous time. And, like, I'm in my hotel room watching the 3-year-old Baxter Boys documentary,
is
which is
sad
amazing.
That is sad.
Sad.
Anyway, okay. Good
is that
week
your bad week?
Bad week.
Oh.
No, bad week. Chris Knight, my husband, is a major fan of Lady Gang.
Yeah.
He listens to every episode.
Shout out, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Swoon.
So I got back from London, and he's like, the quickie, the one I did by myself.
Oh, no.
He didn't like it?
So I did this.
I liked it.
I did this royal wedding quickie by myself, and he goes, it wasn't good. And he goes, and I said, well, he's like, it started off, and like, it just wasn't funny. And then,
oh my God,
and he goes, I didn't have to be honest, I turned it off.
Oh, my God.
I listened. I liked it.
It was a very 50-50. I did it in the middle of the night, as you guys
got,
know.
You got some slack for it, but then you got a lot of people that were like, totally thought
did
it was amazing.
Yeah, people
Facebook
on Facebook were like, I was being really mean to Meghan Markle.
Catty.
And it's fine. I was. But I stand behind my decision that I thought she shouldn't have those flyaways.
Listen, it's not being catty if you're just giving your opinion
yeah
of what you thought. And it was a...
But I think I was so tired and worn out and, like, over the royal wedding at that point. Like, I had been living it for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
That I was like, the dress, I just could not. Like, maybe I should have just been a little nicer. I don't know. Anyway.
Listen, Meghan Markle doesn't care what you think about her dress.
She cares 0%. And guess what? Chris didn't like it.
That is?
And that's all that matters to me.
That's hilarious.
Because I secretly get a happiness when Chris is like, episode was good today or whatever.
Aww.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, my husband doesn't even listen, so.
Well, I don't have a husband, so.
There's that.
I think I lose in this situation.
I actually have a theory that, like, Zach does listen, but he wants to tell me he doesn't because he's hoping I'll, like, let something slide, like some incriminating information.
Does he ever...
When you start talking about your other boyfriend and
yeah
stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so this has happened... I can't remember if this was my ex or somebody that I had dated that said that they didn't listen to it, but then, like, mentioned something that was
on a date,
only...
On a date. It was a date. You told us.
Oh, it was a date?
But see, I understand that because when you're going on a date with somebody, it's always better to err on the side of pretending like you didn't stalk them.
Oh, yeah.
But
you
should always stalk
to the beginning of their Instagram.
Deep stalk.
Like Megan did with Harry. She was like, I don't know about the royals. I'm like, girl,
yeah, okay,
you got got a picture in front of Buckingham Palace when you're 12.
There's a video of her pretending to be the queen.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's a little girl.
But in the BBC episode when they interview, when they got engaged, the interviewer was like, do you understand what it means to join the royal family? And she's like, honestly, I'm from America. We just don't follow the royals. Like,
yeah, right.
And
yeah,
I was like, okay. Girl.
Anyway. Let's not be catty. Mm. God, everybody's taking care of Meghan Markle.
Perfect.
I wish I had some crusaders out there. When people were trashing my wedding, when my own friends were trashing my wedding. Please.
At the wedding.
At the wedding. Yeah, you're welcome for that dinner at the Amman property. You're welcome. Whatever.
I loved your wedding.
Thank you.
I loved your wedding. We had a blast.
Thank you.
I did too.
I could have lost Elaine.
Date,
but whatever.
Elaine had a great time. Mm-hmm. She wasn't there. Jack.
Okay, I'll go. So if anybody is following me on Instagram, you know I just went to Hawaii. Obviously,
that's one of my
bikini
really?
Pictures.
Did you go to Hawaii?
Oh my
What's
God,
in
that's
Hawaii?
So crazy. I must
you
have missed
like
it.
My post.
The beach?
Yeah, it's weird. I have like a lot of bikinis. So my good week is
that you went to Hawaii.
No. Our Lady Gang Facebook group has helped so many girls find friends, like, in a new city or, like, if they're going through a hard time or whatever. We've connected, like, a lot of girls together.
Mm-hmm.
I made a friend through our Lady Gang Facebook group, and she is a good enough, such a good friend to me now that she came to Hawaii with me. And I haven't made a new friend in 10 years. So it brought me, what?
Wait, so if I'm in the Lady Gang Facebook group, I could become real-life friends with you?
You could.
That's like the dream.
I know. It's God, like dreams
wait.
Coming through. True. It, no,
so
but
you
it
didn't
is.
Invite me to go to Hawaii. Did you get an invite, Becca?
I didn't.
Sorry, bitches. No, but it's pretty great because she's a wonderful, awesome person. And I am so adamantly against making new friends. Like, I am a no new friends type of girl. And I always have been for like 15 years. Uh-huh. And it was awesome to make a new friend that is like great from the Facebook group. So it's helping us
good
too,
week.
You know?
I'm proud of you.
Bad
Thanks.
Week, bikini rash.
Bad week is I still have a sea urchin stuck in my foot.
Yes, tell us about this. The plight of the Jack's foot.
I stepped
that
on a sea urchin.
Was crazy.
The first day I was in Hawaii, maybe the first 12 hours I was in Hawaii on my birthday, and it wasn't just one little prong. I have like 20 sea urchin prongs
they
stuck in the bottom of my foot. You can't take them out because if you pull them out, they have like little spikes in them that mm-hmm. go farther into your foot. And
what if you baby foot them?
Oh, maybe. But the thing that you're supposed to do is soak your foot in vinegar. So I was walking around Hawaii with a jug of vinegar. And every time we go to a bar,
disgusting.
I had to put my foot in a bag full of vinegar.
Nothing smells worse than vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
Did they come out yet?
Nope. Still in there.
Uh-uh.
I don't think they're coming out. They're still, like, fully in there.
Do baby
Does
foot.
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
How can you walk?
Do baby
it's getting
foot.
Better. I think I should do baby
I think
foot.
You should do a baby foot.
Can you do a
document?
Can you document that?
Yeah,
oh,
document
well,
the baby
and
foot.
Then, and then
because
I need to sponsor a podcast.
I think so much, like, so much dead skin will come out that some of it will be exposed and you might be able to snip them off.
Right.
Less and less.
Well, they said to shave them off. Like, you're supposed to shave the bottom
of
baby
your foot first.
Okay.
That's why, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Baby foot.
They need Dr. Kelty and Becca are in the house.
They need to stop, like, their SEO so, like, sea urchin comes up for baby foot.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Becca?
My gosh, we could be on the brink of something fabulous.
Okay, go.
Speaking
could
of something,
be, but we're not.
Speaking of something fabulous. So I've really been into my house lately. Everybody knows. So great. Because I had poop explosion in my basement. Well, with the poop explosion in my basement, even though insurance helped a lot, a good percentage of that, mm-hmm. I still came out of pocket for some stuff. And so the last thing on my list of things I needed for my house was something, a really good, like, patio furniture.
Because mm-hmm.
I have this really cute brick courtyard.
Yeah,
and
mm-hmm.
I've had, like, bullshit, like, terrible chairs out there. Just terrible things out there. Because it's like, expensive patio furniture. And you're like, why am I going to spend money on something that sits outside?
And gets ruined by the sun, yeah.
I found a really good company.
Yep.
This is not sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Yardbird.
And I know Yardbird.
Yeah. It's newish,
mm-hmm.
but they do the
so
whole
cute.
Thing where they cut out the middleman, and so the prices are like...
It's like a Wayfair kind of thing?
It's like great prices, really cute stuff, because
mm-hmm.
I also had trouble finding something that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Also...
Because you're a picky bitch.
I'm picky. It's there's stuff like... It's just... It's cute. It's great. It's inexpensive. And also, Zach has been threatening to build a fire pit in our backyard in the Hollywood Hills. High fire. Like,
no.
You do not do open flame,
no.
Like, you know, homemade fire pits
no.
in the hills. Poor Georgia boy still just, like, couldn't get
he
over
wants
it.
To make a
storm.
To hold
Guess
on
what I did for
roots.
Him?
Did
I got him a
one?
Fire table. They have a fire table with the patio furniture. So it's, like, contained, and it's a table where you turn it on and fire comes out.
Do
so you can have a fire outside.
Oh, like a fire pit. But
it's not
gas.
A pit. Yeah, it's gas, but it's just it's a table.
Yeah.
It's called a fire table. And so I really like saved the hills from burning. And
you're welcome, Hollywood. You're welcome, well, Alicia like Silverstone, your neighbor.
I feel like a freaking hero. Yeah, Alicia Silverstone's probably really thrilled that I did this, but it's really cute and it's really cute furniture. You should check it out. It's Yardbird. I really like promoting things I like.
Great. Tell them to give me some.
And yeah, Kelsey would like some patio furniture, and so would Jack.
For her patio.
For her.
Listen, I'm moving.
Balcony.
Have a patio one day.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Moving on.
Are you guys ready for my bad week?
Ready.
Okay. So I take voice lessons occasionally when I have a project come up where I have to sing again. And at my voice lessons, my voice teacher will record my warm-ups and my lesson on a CD.
Mm-hmm.
So I will go like.
Don't worry, Becca. I know all about this. I used to do it my singing lessons.
Yeah, you know.
Yes, so I actually also used to do singing lessons.
This is so embarrassing for all of us. So I.
You're the only one still singing, though.
I never could. So.
Sort of. So I have my lessons on CDs, and because the only place I can practice singing is in my car, and thank God my car is a CD player still.
Yeah. Why don't they put them on like a flash drive?
I don't know, but he's old school and it works for me because I like singing in my car and nobody is the wiser. And it's like warm ups. It's like, and you do weird things in voice lessons. You do warm ups that are like, yeah. And like weird, embarrassing things. I traded my car in last week, or Zach did, because I was in Canada still, and Zach traded in my car because my lease was up. Guess what was left in the car?
No.
Becca Tobin, voice lesson.
No.
Date.
Did they send it back?
No.
Someone has it.
This is how I realized.
Did it just turn on when he started the car?
No, it's even worse. We get into Zach's new car, and we hear this weird noise, and I'm like, it sounds like it's a CD player. Did somebody leave a CD player in this car? That would be amazing. And then as soon as I reach for the CD player, I suddenly realize
I
left a CD in my car, and it's me singing like I'm a strangled whale. Not good.
Mm-hmm.
And with my full name on the CD player.
And your phone number.
I mean, on the CD. But like, whoever gets that Audi A4... in L.A., it's at Audi Beverly Hills. Please tell me if you hear my voice lesson.
That's amazing.
Or keep it and eBay it when you're just an A-list celebrity.
Put it
one day.
On.
But it's the stuff that's
the
like.
The fappening can now be yeah. have a soundtrack.
Here's the thing. I felt more vulnerable about a voice lesson being out there than a nude photo. That's how weird it is.
It's yeah. Like, well, yeah, it's that's invasive. Super. It is very invasive.
So that's my bad week.
Well, and, hopefully somebody finds it.
All right. Well, coming up, who's coming?
A little youngster.
The youngster.
A youngster.
The little youngster.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Our guest today has appeared opposite Selena Gomez, Adam Sandler, Zach Braff, Channing Tatum, and more. She got her first gig at age 4, and she even starred in Taylor Swift's music video for All You're Gonna Be Is Mane. She got a super cute Aussie boyfriend, a killer sense of style, and the prettiest goddamn eyes you've ever seen. Please welcome to The Lady Gang, Joey King!
Welcome.
Hi. Now you can talk.
Hi.
You may speak.
Oh, my God. I know that I'm going to listen to this later and be like, why do I sound like that?
Always.
Oh, my God.
It's the
like
worst.
You just sound like you think you sound like the biggest idiot in the entire
yeah.
world.
I know. I think I sound like the biggest idiot, like, without listening to my voice in a recording already.
Well, get ready. It's going to be, like, times 10.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. And you're next to us, so it's yeah. just, like, a lot of.
I mean, and Joey, the truth is that, you know, I have been interviewing you for many years
yes.
on the shows and stuff, but I invited you here for one question, and I'm going to
oh,
start with
whoa.
It.
Wow.
What is going on with the youngsters? What's cool?
What's cool? Oh, what are you doing on Instagram?
She's 18. She's 18.
You guys are asking me.
Tell us what's cool, girl.
What
are like the
why don't I just swag words?
Becca, do you feel
Let
better? Joey's wearing overalls. You're wearing overalls.
Are you wearing overalls?
You're
no,
cool.
It's like kind of an overall.
Oh,
it's like
yes.
a it's like Talbot's version of an overall.
Talbot's.
It's like God, literally
so
up
funny.
To her neck.
It's the Oprah magazine version.
It's actually up to your neck. Oh my
I
God,
was
you
sitting
were
weird.
I was wondering
well, let me
about
ask
that.
You a question about your generation, which is considered what's their name?
Gen Z.
Is that what we are?
Yeah,
okay. I don't know.
Oh, I have a question after.
Just younger than me, period. By a lot, period.
Or by over a
okay,
decade.
I hear that the youngsters.
Okay. Is this going to be about Finstagrams?
Nope.
Oh.
You guys do a lot of communicating on apps, like on Snapchat and Instagram.
Okay.
So, more than texting.
More than texting.
For me personally, that is false. But I, okay, first, I don't mean to like smash a brand or anything, but I don't really use Snapchat anymore.
See, does anybody? Yeah.
It just dropped the other 110 million Kylie Jenner.
No, it changed a lot.
It had its time.
Yeah. You know what? My favorite thing is I like to use Instagram for memes are my life, right? Who doesn't love a good meme?
Do you follow Jack Wisdom?
I have my own meme account.
You have your own meme account?
Yes.
You know what? You can have your own meme account, too. Oh
my. Anybody can have a meme account.
I love memes. So it is true that, throughout the day, periodically, I will DM my sisters and my friends
memes.
Just, like, all the memes that are good and
the
lovely.
Meme is the new nude.
No.
I don't think the nude was ever new.
The nude is the new black, yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right, so that's
what's going on with the youngsters.
Wait, do you have a Finstagram?
Of course I do.
What is that?
It's a fake Instagram that, like, is private, that only, like, your friends, like, and your family.
I like that.
You have, like, 20 people that...
That's
what
I want.
A lot of kids do it to post naughty pictures.
They do. Doing, like, I follow some of those friends who are mine who post the naughty...
Like,
the naughties. What kind of naughty?
What would I post on my Finstagram?
And, like... Like slutty pictures,
doing the weed,
smoking
the pot.
Jack posts her slutty pictures on her real one for all of her hundreds of thousands of followers.
Instagram.
She's openly slutty.
Yeah, you are just purely yourself. Yeah,
also, So I have a friend who has a 16-year-old stepsister or half sister, and she is almost. My friend is almost 40, mm-hmm. and she was like, "Look at what blah 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 posted today." She's 16, and it was a thong bikini. And she goes, the worst part is she gave photo credit and it's her little brother.
Oh my god.
So that's so funny.
Oh my god.
Kids these days.
My little cousin is 14 and he showed me a picture of this girl he likes from school and I was like, oh, I'm so excited to see her. Like, my cousin's opening up to me and I thought she was my age. I mean, she was beautiful and everything. And like,
full glam.
It was like amazing.
It's insane.
But I did not know how to do makeup like that at 14.
You guys I feel like kids don't go through awkward phases anymore because there's the internet.
Awkward phase.
I totally
Did you have one at all?
No, she didn't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
No, I didn't. I saw you during it.
Kelty's known you the entire time.
I think I have a photo. Obviously, this is a podcast, so no one can see it. But it's a photo of me because I shaved my head a couple times for different roles. And, I let my hair grow out, of course. And one time, I didn't really do anything to my hair. I just kind of let it grow. And I had this phase where I looked like... I don't know if anyone remembers this show, but I looked like Coconut Head from Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide.
What? I don't know what that is, but that sounds
good. Number one, I don't know that show. And number two, I don't want to know that show.
It's so good. So I mean, it's like an old Nickelodeon show, and it was so great. And Coconut Head grew up to be a total babe, but whatever.
Yeah.
I looked like Coconut Head. And when I was, 13, 14 was, it was probably, my worst.
But here's the other thing you have to understand about Joey is that, yes, she is 18, but she's 18 in Hollywood years. And, that's dog years.
You're 800.
You know what I mean? She's 80. She's
you're
an 80-year-old
right
woman. I guarantee you have a set cardigan that you, throw a jacket, a sweater over that comes with you to all your sets.
Oh, my God. I thought you were, speaking in tongues.
I was
like,
a set jacket.
I do.
You have, an old lady slipper that you can walk around set in, keep your feeties warm.
I have my Havaianas.
She's an old lady. Because when you live in Hollywood and you're around all these people all the time, you're old for your age.
I think my old thing, as I'm always cold all the time. That's my old lady thing.
Okay, we're going to move on and not talk about how much younger and more vibrant you are than all of us. But before we move on.
You guys are pretty vibrant.
I don't know. It's a lot of Botox. But on that note, please don't fuck with your face. Okay?
Don't mess with your face. Joey
King. You have
King,
such a perfect face.
Raise your right hand.
Okay, put your right hand up.
I have a hard time figuring out.
On behalf
of young Hollywood.
I, beautiful, vibrant Joey King.
I'm not going to say that.
Come on.
Beautiful, vibrant Joey King.
Promise.
Not to
screw with my face.
With my face.
Yes, thank you. Not to fuck with my face. And to be grateful for the perfect face I already have.
Be grateful for the face I already have.
And not drink the weird Hollywood juice and think that I can always improve.
You don't need an ass implant either.
And not drink the weird Hollywood juice and think
and
that I can.
Listen,
no,
you're perfect.
No ass implants. All right,
good.
Just gotta do those squats, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a healthy balance of squats and french fries.
Yes.
I love that.
That's how you get a good butt.
You need to write that down. That is a good t-shirt.
A healthy balance of squats and
flexors. Okay. Yes. I love that. Yep, okay. Done. Next topic. I mean, I'm so glad we came here to talk about your work. Before we talk about your work, I have got to ask you about your man.
Okay.
He is hot. I was stalking you a little bit before this interview, and I was like, oh, you know, what are we going to talk about? And then I was just like,
her boyfriend.
Got it.
Oh my God.
I was just like, slow clap. Miss Joking. God, okay, where did you meet? And he has an accent. And
Who is he? Tell us everything.
He's so tall.
All right, I'll give you the scoop. I'll give you the insider. We met actually on our movie, The Kissing Booth, and that's how we met.
That's right.
We worked together in South Africa for 2 months, and we became like best friends. And then we were like, oh, best friends, more like not best friends anymore. I think you're pretty cool. So, you know, what's up? So, he's Australian, and I went to Australia with him over like the holidays, which was for the first time in my whole life. It was so much fun. His family's so great, and it was just he's adorable. He's great.
Did you go to the kangaroo sanctuary where the guy? No, you did not.
Yes.
Where he has all the baby kangaroos?
Yeah. I went to the
Steve
Irwin Zoo, Australia Zoo. And I got to hold a koala. The koala shit on me.
Okay, whatever. I've been to that zoo too. How not soft are koalas? Like, I feel like you expect them to be the cuddliest thing ever, and they're like spiky and kind of
They're kind of like wool. Like, yeah, it feels like it's like a not so comfy sweater.
It's not as
they're so cute.
They're adorable.
They're so cute.
Do you guys know? I'm sure. Like, I don't know if this is whatever. I'm already talking about it. Did you know that all koalas, like a lot of koalas, like a nice percentage of them have chlamydia?
Yes, I did know that.
Yes.
Isn't that Jack knows about all the STDs.
That is a fun fact.
Only in animals.
Oh, yeah, even better.
Do they not give them... Can't you take, like, a Z-Pack for that right now?
Just rub a cream on it and it goes away.
Did they warn you? Were they like, we know you're a famous actress from Hollywood. Don't touch the koala's vagina. She has chlamydia.
No, I feel like...
Don't hold her there, Joey!
I knew this, like, way before... I went, and I just don't know why I looked this up or found out about it. Like, who the hell knows, right? I was down some rabbit hole on YouTube.
A nice Reddit rabbit hole or something.
Yeah, and so, like, I found that out, and then, like, I held this koala, and it pooped on me, and I was like, oh, my God, no. And
did you get chlamydia?
It's funny you ask.
She's like, I did, but not from the koala.
So I'm still taking the pill.
Okay, well, then this leads me to a great segue to actually talk about your work. So you have a new movie, The Kissing Booth.
It's a really good segue.
Did you like it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chlamydia. She's talking about her boyfriend. They met on the movie.
We're talking about chlamydia. Right.
Yeah. Segway. It was a reach.
Yeah. Okay. See, I thought you were like being sarcastic that the segue was so bad.
No, I said it was good.
No. Anyways, continue.
Okay.
The Kissing Booth.
Anyway, tell me about the movie. Oh. So you filmed it in...
We filmed it in South Africa.
Oh, romantic.
For Los Angeles, which is funny. The movie is based in Los Angeles, but it's just, like, cheaper to film in South Africa.
Yeah, they're doing a lot
and,
there.
And, like, I was not going to complain about going to a place that's, like, the most beautiful and amazing. And so, I mean, I'm just so excited. People are going, like... People are loving it. I'm, like, freaking out because I'm so excited. I did not expect the audience reaction to be like this. I was just, you know, I was hoping it would do well. But, I mean, the fact that it's doing so well and that I had the best time of my life filming it, it's just, like, a win-win-win. I'm just so, so excited.
And you got a hot boyfriend out of it.
Yeah. Do you think this is your notebook?
I mean, like, I don't want to sound conceited or anything, but, I mean, I'm kind of, like, I feel like... Like, the notebook is so freaking, like, that's just untouchable.
Yeah, but they fell in love on it.
Yeah, but now they're not together anymore.
Why were they going to say that part?
Like, maybe you didn't notice.
There's so many other examples of people that met last.
Like Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
No. Even I know they're broken up.
Okay. Based on your new movie, we're going to do something where... We've been doing this podcast now for 2.5 years. I feel like I know more about Becca Tobin's butthole than I do about most of my friends.
Oh, good.
And so,
she could draw
but
it.
I had to text them, and I was like, hey, Joey's coming. She's in this movie, The Kissing Booth, and I thought it would be fun if we talk about our first kiss. Have we talked about it before? And we're like, no.
We haven't.
So you're welcome, listeners. Take it away, Becca Tobin.
Oh, my God. First I'm so excited.
Describe it. Use a neurotic voice or narrator voice.
Do you mean
neurotic?
No, like a narrator.
Neurotic. Be neurotic when you tell the story.
So I was...
No, that's not a good voice.
I'm trying to think of the details. I think I was in...
I was 12.
Wow, this is riveting.
How old? What grade are you in when you're 12?
Like 7th? 6th?
Yeah, 6th or 7th. Yeah.
6th or 7th grade.
Should not be kissing at that age.
Anyways, that was advanced, okay?
Okay.
I had this boyfriend named Blake, and I thought Blake and I were going to live a life together forever. He was my soulmate.
Of course.
His name was Blake Douglas. He still sends me messages on my birthday.
Oh, Blake.
Isn't that weird? Yeah, because it's, you know those first birthdays that you remember?
It had
stuck there. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so Blake and I were madly in love, and I knew it was coming. I knew that it was inevitable. We were going to have to kiss if he was my boyfriend. We were going to have, like, children later. And
oh, my God.
So,
and it's like the hand-holding's getting really intense at that point.
Yeah. So I remember my parents were gone, and I had friends over, not, like, out of town. I was 12, for God's sake. They were, like, at the grocery store. And I had friends over, and there were, like, 4 boys and 3 girls. And I just knew that this was his time, and I knew he was planning it. And so I just kept running away from him because I was so nervous.
Oh my God.
I wanted to do it, but I was too nervous. Uh-huh. So finally, he trapped me.
Mm. Towards, yes.
You know, yes. Trapped in a romantic way.
And
it happened, and it was the most aggressive.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Tongue thrusting.
No.
Oh, my
that
God.
I have
was
ever.
It his first kiss?
It was his first kiss.
So it was just a
and
log.
Mine. And it was
a log.
It was like,
log a tongue.
There's nothing worse than a tongue log.
It was so aggressive and so messy. And, like, I just, it was terrible. Aww. It was terrible.
They're never good.
Yeah.
Blake.
Jack.
Blake.
Okay, mine was, I was 16. I was a late bloomer.
Oh, my God.
My first kiss, because everybody else had lost their virginity by the time I had my first kiss.
Yeah, I was with you. I was.
Good.
Yeah.
See, nobody needs to be kissing before.
I was late. I was 15, but, you know.
Yeah. So I was in Salt Lake City, Utah. I was on this thing called SWAT, which was Summer Winter Action Sports. Summer Winter Action something with a T.
Of course you were.
Oh, my God.
Basically, it was a snowboarding trip, but it was where kids would go to get, like, fucked up and smoke weed for the first time and, like, drink and whatever. So I'm there staying at my hotel room. I meet this guy in the hall who was 24.
Oh, my God.
He was a bartender at a local Salt Lake City bar, you know there are not a lot of those. He was running away from his girlfriend.
I feel like you've told us this
Wait,
story.
This is Did crazy.
I can't remember if I didn't.
It's illegal.
I know.
I think that's what she said the last time she told this story.
You guys will remember. Okay, anyways, he was running away from his girlfriend. Somehow he ends up in my hotel room, and we're, like, sitting in the
was
back of the door.
Was it because her parents found out and that he was going to go to jail?
Probably.
Oh, my God.
So we're sitting, like, behind the door. He's, like, looking under the door to see where she is to try to hide from her. And then he leans in, makes out with me. Wasn't the worst makeout I've ever had. But then he goes to leave and then writes his number on my mirror in lipstick.
But wait.
This is the most bizarre story I've ever heard.
Welcome to Jack Vanek.
Bizarre.
But when you said running away from his girlfriend, I thought you meant, like, he left town.
No, he's physically running away from her in the hallway.
Because he wanted to make out with a 16-year-old.
Yes.
Creep.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Oh, and you know what?
You let him in?
Oh, like, yeah. Well, and I thought it, right, I was so, I was like, oh my God, this guy is older. He's so sophisticated.
was your door just open when he was running by? Like,
well,
like
no.
Was he just like, someone open the door?
I'm like, oh my God, Jack,
I hope a 16-year-old opens up.
No, we had, like, I had met him, like, in the hallway before, sorry. And then we'd happened to cross paths, and he was like, oh, can I come hide in your room? So, but of course he leaves and I'm like, oh my God, this guy is so hot and he's older. And I'm like, and the whole, like, lipstick on the mirror, I thought was romantic.
Gross.
This explains so much
so
about
much.
Your
about,
choice
like,
of
why
men.
You are the way you are.
Oh,
thanks,
my
guys.
God.
Like, yeah, Jen's f***ed up because of her first kiss.
I think so.
Whoa.
That's Kelty?
Well, thank you. Okay, well, I was in sixth grade, and I lived 3 doors down from Gark.
You were in sixth grade?
Yes.
Oh, see? What
a
what
whore.
Is happening?
Listen.
Listen, when you're hot, you're hot.
Shut up.
When you don't have an awkward face, you just don't.
Yeah.
No, it came much later.
No, I was smacked
it came in when my senior of high school, when I didn't have all my teeth in my graduation
Kelsey's
photo.
Awkward face later.
It was like in her late
20s.
My awkward face is now, okay?
I lost all my teeth when I was 9, like, at once.
Yeah, bye.
So weird.
Isn't that late?
Yeah.
No, wait, that's early. I feel like I was supposed to periodically lose them later.
Yeah, no, I think that's around the time you're supposed to lose your teeth. But like in an extended period.
Right. Let's get back to me. Let's get back to me and not Joey's dental records.
This is more interesting to me, though, however.
Same.
Continue. Okay, you were in Canada.
I lived three doors down from a place called GARC, Glen Allen Recreation Center.
It's Jesus. They couldn't have a more cacophonous name.
Basically, a curling rink. And a ice skating rink indoors because it's so cold where I grew up that you couldn't, like, go outside. And so every Friday night from, like, 6 to 7 or 7 to 8, I can't remember, was the public skate. And we'd all go on skate dates, okay? We'd all meet at the GARC, and we'd just go zoom around for an hour.
Oh, my God.
And my parents were out doing something. Hi, Mom. You're not supposed to be listening to my podcast. Because, you know, she's listening. And at the back door of my house, Jared Allen with his middle part Leo DiCaprio, Juliet hair, came into me at the lobby of the back door
at the GARC.
No, at my house.
No, oh, I'm like,
picked me up
for
the
skate
date.
About the GARC. It's like making me nauseous.
We didn't pick me up. He lived in the neighborhood, so he walked me from the house to the GARC, and he kissed me in his puffy jacket, and is like, you remember that like perfect?
Yeah. Was it a good kiss?
Yeah, it was like Leo.
No, I mean it was like.
It was fine.
It was a GARC.
I don't really
kiss.
Remember.
It was a GARC.
Right, Joey, what do you expect for your first kiss?
Oh my God. So, what did you write in your diary? No, my first kiss was 15, and it's nothing like I was on set. That's basically it. Like,
I was a co-star.
My first kiss was a co-star. I thought I was going to die. I was so nervous. I thought I was going to genuinely die. I was that nervous. I thought maybe my heart would beat out of my chest. I was so scared. My kiss was with Keegan Allen.
Wait, do I know who that is?
Of course! Everyone does! He has that book, a photography! So
yeah,
artsy.
He was on Pretty Little Liars, and he played Toby?
You don't know who that is?
I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
So, you guys are so old.
But he,
tell
like...
Tell me more, Joey.
he was so sweet and everything, and,
it wasn't his first kiss, right?
Was I 14? I was 14. I was not 15.
How old is he?
How old was he?
26.
Yeah, but it's Hollywood.
Can you talk about
ask your
legal
permission?
Well, yeah, it was a very.
Wait, he asked for permission to kiss you?
No, this was in the movie. We had to kiss.
Like, your first kiss was when you're filming.
Yes, it was on set in a movie. And
welcome
so
back, Jack.
I thought. Well, I was gonna ask her. I was like, is it between scenes? And he like put you in a court.
Oh, never mind.
Sorry, guys.
No, he was great, and he didn't know.
Wait,
it was my first
kiss. Do they know the legality of it?
Hold on.
Mom, when a 26-year-old man wants to kiss your 14-year-old daughter on set, do you have to say yes?
I was right there. So.
She was right there.
She, right
she
there.
Watched. Okay.
Actually, she
like, somebody
has
to give consent.
I told her, I was like, you can't watch.
Mom, I mean, in the corner, she hid in a bush.
There's nothing more awkward than your mom watching your first kiss.
So, wait, listen.
It's worse to kiss in front of your mom.
Yeah.
No offense, Mom. You seem cool.
No, it was horrible. So, I was so... Oh, God. It was terrible. No offense, Keegan. I love you. We're still friends. But he, so, yeah, he didn't know it was my first kiss, and then someone told him. And because I told everyone on set, I was like, please don't tell him, because that's going to be really, like, really awkward for me and really awkward for him. Like, who wants to give a 14-year-old her first kiss when you're, like,
a
20s man? Yeah.
Was it a peck or a whole makeout?
It was, like, a makeout situation.
Shit. And, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it wasn't
what
supposed to be.
What project was this?
It was an indie.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
It was great. It was a great project, but I was just, you know, it was just very, it was great. But he found out, and he was like, oh my God, like, am I really, is this, like, really what's about to happen? And I was like, yeah, I'm really scared. And he was like, now I'm scared, because I don't want to f*** it up for you.
Aww.
And it was, but it was bad. I mean, like, he had to be, like, smoking cigarettes in the scene, and then we made out. And then, like, it was just, like,
so
really,
gross.
It was really not good. But he and I are still friends. So,
have you watched the kiss in the movie?
Oh my God, yes. And I, like, screamed when I saw it. Now I know how to kiss somebody. Like, but right. I was so stiff. Like, we were supposed to be in love, and it was passionate, aww, it was beautiful, and I was like a stiff board. And I was like, that was probably my, like, least proud moment in my acting career. I was like, that bitch doesn't know how to kiss. She sucks.
There's no worse insult,
so
you
like,
know?
Just to like, you know, future employers, I know
I did not
kiss someone.
Don't
now.
Watch that project if you're casting Joey
me.
In anything
I can
romantic.
Kiss somebody now. Yeah. But yeah, no, that
I feel like you probably did okay considering in a movie called The Kissing Booth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clearly, I stepped in my game, guys.
Yeah.
I know how to kiss.
That's a pretty good story.
Okay.
It is a good
our
story.
Girls love celebrities. So before we go to our Ask the Lady Gang section, I want to play a one word game with everyone.
Oh, what? I love games.
Yeah.
What word?
Okay.
What?
So I'm going to. Everyone's looking. I'm going a little off script. I'm going to give.
Whoa, fancy.
Who am I? I'm going to give Joey and the girls each one a name of one of her co-stars, and I want you to describe them in one word.
Of my co-stars?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I going to know who they are?
Okay.
Jack, if you don't know who they are, you're just going to say, don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Jack knows nothing about Hollywood, which is what makes her so
great.
Endearing.
Awesome.
She knows about
the last movie she saw was Titanic.
Bikinis.
Oh, my God.
She's still like, Leo. She's like Leo. And I'm like, Leo's 85 now.
Leo's 800 pounds. I was like, my celebrity crush is Leo.
Leo is literally
Romeo
in Antarctica with the penguins. He doesn't make movies anymore.
I love him so much. Listen, I saw that movie of his. Whatever the one it was.
It wasn't Penguins. It was Red
Romeo
Red
and Juliet. That was 1995.
No, I saw the his documentary about global warming.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Can you start? So, yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, God, I was so young when we worked together. I really barely remember it.
It's a one-word game, Joey.
Cool.
Underrated. I mean, overrated. Sorry.
I think he's charming.
Charming?
Overrated.
Happy. Zach Braff.
Funniest, because that's not one, that's one word, funniest.
I'm going between two.
Okay. Oh, I
same
both.
He gives me a little twinge of, like, arrogance, mm-hmm. but, like, in a hot way, because he's so cerebral.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like a confident, like, the most confident Jew.
Dork.
Yes. Yes.
Confident
next
Jew.
To me.
And I can say that. Because you're Jewish, too? Well, hey, what's up?
Are you part of the tribe?
Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said that at the end of that thing.
Oh, I guess you're
you
right.
You cannot say that. Right.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say it. Okay. Jack?
Eclectic.
I'm gonna
oh
say.
Oh my God! What are we on HGTV?
Yeah,
this is amazing.
Eccentric.
I'm gonna say.
Maybe
believes in himself.
That
what
is
word,
like,
Kelsey?
Believes in. That's three.
Confident.
You made this game.
Overly She's, confident.
That's two words. What kind of game is this?
Confident.
There we go.
Thank Channing you, Tatum.
Oh my gosh! Playful.
Oh, you hate Channing.
Is white trash one or two words?
Oh my God.
I like him a lot, but like I just see Tampa.
You know what I mean?
like bedazzled jeans.
And like a trucker hat.
Are you like, yes, are you like, are you feeling like Ed
that,
Hardy though. Vibes
like
from
Ed
him?
Hardy. He
yes.
has
Hardy.
A cargo short in every color, including
yes.
black.
Yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
He has many camo cargo shirt. Like I can see him in like an orange cargo
short. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
Tampa is your word.
Tampa. That's hilarious.
Him and his wife got a divorce, right?
I know.
They're going through one.
Yeah.
Call me.
Oh my God,
two words.
Jack.
I'm going to say, and I'm using a hyphen to make it work, squarehead.
Yeah. I was going to say
blockhead.
Block neck.
What?
He has that head.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He has like Bart Simpson's head shape.
He's like,
I love a blockhead.
This is the first like group of women I've ever been around yeah. that when I say I work with Channing Tatum, they're not like, oh, no, he's so hot.
I think he's hot as fuck.
Okay, well, then there's one. There we go.
Just
one.
I think he is a blockhead.
But I love a blockhead.
Oh,
you
my
do.
God.
I do.
You do. That's a type.
I feel like it's very masculine.
Meaty.
Yeah.
Meaty.
I love a meaty.
Wow.
I love, like, just
protein-y.
A big bag of
He's a very
bag
protein-y
of
guy.
You could, get, you could date John Cena.
I kind of want to save that word.
But he's still in love with Nikki Bella.
Is good.
Still in love with her. Yeah. She just created an adjective.
What?
He's proteiny.
Proteiny.
Yes, that's you.
He's so proteiny. Okay, last one. Selena.
Oh.
Of the G-Mez.
Role model.
Oh.
That's two words, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Screw this game.
Trailblazer.
Oh, I like it.
I thought you were about to do like another Channing Tatum and be like trailer trash.
Trailer trash. No, just
tramp.
Dance, bitch.
Just kidding.
I'd say Brave for dealing with all of her shit with Grace.
And, yeah. And,
oh, I would say, I'm going to use four hyphens, more than meets the eye.
Mm,
I think
that.
There's a lot more
that's
there that she
fine.
Doesn't like.
Yeah,
depth.
I say depth.
Ooh, depth.
Depth.
Depth. Hold
yes,
my hand.
Girl.
Hold my hand.
Let me hold your hand.
Depth.
You're welcome.
She's so great.
Okay.
I really love her.
Beautiful.
I'm into her.
We love her too. When we come back, you're going to help us fix our lives.
Okay.
Hey, ladies! Get funky. Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back. So we have this thing called Ask the Lady Gang where our listeners are writing in questions and we give them questionable
advice. I thought
advice.
You said Ask Lady Gang. I thought you said Ask Lady Gang.
Like
ask
about lady. Asses?
Like yeah. An
where we so we just talked about
that
squats.
Would have been in the part before. This yeah. is now yeah. the really yeah. deep inspirational
oh,
motivational
shit, it's
part.
Not. All right, it's let not. Me switch gears
yes,
then.
Yes, switch yes. gears. Switch gears.
Oh shit, guys, Jack just put on her glasses.
I know. She means me. No, she's just blind. Gears. She has to read.
You see how blind I am? Look at this.
She's switching gears.
Yeah, those were intense.
She's switching into thoughtful gears.
Yeah. And now I'm an intellectual.
Cerebral.
So eclectic.
Is that how you describe me in one word?
She's so eclectic. You can just put this fake fruit in this tiny bowl and just have it out, and people won't even know it's fake, except everyone will go to get an apple, and it's fucking plastic.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about HGTV in general.
Okay, go.
Oh, we're on HGTV again.
This is High Times.
Okay.
First question comes from Jackie. It's not me. Okay. Obviously. Jackie says, because you can tell from this, my ex and I dated for 1.5 years and I broke up with him 2 months ago. I moved out to LA less than 2 weeks ago for work. He always shit talked California and was only planning to move because of me. But now I found out he's moving to LA for a job and we're from South Dakota. He could have applied for a nonprofit in any other city, but I feel like this is borderline stalkerish. I'm frustrated because the entire situation makes me physically and mentally ill. I hate that his actions still have power on me. Over me. What should I do?
Oh, jeez, man.
Ooh. I once had a stalker.
Oh, my God. What?
No, I had a boyfriend in high school. Shout out to Chief.
And are you shouting out your stalker?
That's not really how you get rid of a stalker.
What is this stalker?
Listen, he's forgotten about you.
I can't wait for Chief to clear this up for us. No,
Chief has forgotten about Kelty. Somebody's going to tell him that she talked about him on the podcast, and he is going to get back into your life.
No, there's no way he could.
Are you sure?
Anyway, no. I had this boyfriend, and he was like my first like kind of serious boyfriend. And had a car, and it was like whatever. And we worked at Little Caesar's Pizza together.
Oh,
and cool. When we broke up, I was like, I don't want to date you anymore. He would like drive up and down my street.
Oh, I had one that did that.
Yeah.
Well, that's not. So
I've also had some.
That's kind of like.
That's just being a girl.
That's what happens
what
when
they
you
do, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah. What happens
okay.
When you
fine.
Have a
well, I thought I was
so
exciting.
Don't flatter
but really.
Yourself.
I don't know. That's literally just an ex-boyfriend.
The most exciting part about that story was that you worked at a pizza place
or,
and that you probably
or
got
your
free pizza.
Name is
and then.
Chief.
Or that his name is Chief.
Or that he's Chief. So funny.
Not now, Chief.
Well, he had another name, but people called
we're
him
Chief. We're going to fast forward like 10 years. It's going to be like, Joey King gave birth to a little boy.
Chief.
Chief King.
Chief King.
Okay, anyway, here's what I think you should do. You should ignore him. Don't tell him where you live. Change your phone number. LA's a big city.
Yeah.
And if he wants to be a creepo creep and follow you across the country, you can let him. But do not contact him and have nothing to do with him.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those things where you are clearly, Jackie, clearly sounds not stoked about it. Because some people be like, oh, he followed me. How sweet.
Yeah.
But like, if you're just not stoked about it, just... Like Kelty's a don't
goodbye.
Have any
yeah.
contact.
Yeah. I mean, people break up in the same city all the time and you have to deal with somebody being around you. Mm-hmm. But the good thing is you are moving somewhere new. He doesn't know where you live. He's not going to know where you work, hopefully. So just don't give him any info and you probably won't run into him.
Also, dye your hair a dark color and wear big sunglasses. Okay, next.
You're an idiot.
Okay. Glasses back on. Second question comes from Annie. And he says, I'm newly married, have a toddler, and I love them both and my life. However, I do dream about being alone, being more successful in my career, buying my own tiny house and giant dog, and making my own decisions without having to consider anyone else. Holy shit. I even take it as far as looking at houses online and dreaming about the life I wish I had. I'm hoping this is a normal feeling for newlyweds and that I will not be living a life of regret. But I can't help to envy the life of my 30-year-old single friends with no kids. Sup? I adore my husband and son. I just hope I'm not a terrible person.
Ooh. Do you know what my mom said to me once? Like when I was like 22, she goes, this whole child rearing shit is way overrated. I've never forgotten that. She said that to my face.
Wow.
I'm so scarred.
Clearly.
She's like, I wish I didn't have you.
Kind she of. Just gave her dog her baby name. So, yeah.
So obviously didn't have any effect on you whatsoever.
Wow. She wants, so this woman wants
she's
to
dreaming
like,
of ditch a
she's
toddler.
Dreaming.
I feel like that's normal. Wish. Toddlerhood is so hard.
Listen, I know nothing about being married with a toddler, so I'm not the person to ask about this. But I mean, this sounds a little.
I'm gonna say
it's a little upsetting.
It's upsetting. I'm gonna say this, Annie. I have a friend who had a baby. It was she loves this baby more than anything in the entire world. Like her, she loves her life. She doesn't regret it. However, she had some postpartum, and it came later. And maybe it's not even considered postpartum at that point, and maybe you're just struggling with, like, a little bit of depression, or maybe you need to talk to somebody. Because I think, like, anytime, no matter what your situation is in life, if you're dreaming of getting out of it, there's a little – there could be a little bit of – and it's not something that's, like, crazy serious, whatever, but you probably want to start talking to somebody about it. And also communicate to your husband, I'm going through this, and if there's something that he can do to help you, where it's like, have a weekend away every couple months, go on a girls trip, or explore a part-time job or a hobby, like, maybe he needs to be empowering you to reclaim a little bit of your identity pre-baby, pre-wife, pre-like responsibility.
Reclaiming my time.
That was like the most amazing answer.
Oh my god.
Well, I have to say too, it's like the grass is always greener, no matter what. You're single, you're gonna wish you're in a relationship. You're in a relationship, married, you're gonna always think about, like, what if I was single? So yeah, I think that your advice, like, go talk to somebody. None of us have kids. We don't know. Like, but those are normal feelings. It just is, are you gonna go and ditch your family and go rogue and start a new life somewhere? Or are you gonna, like, make conscious, good decisions.
People do that, though.
Okay. No, I know. But you're,
and having a passion outside of your family is perfectly fine. It's like your vacation from them, you know? Like, it's...
When you need an... I feel like there's a lot of mothers out there that seem... that think that they've lost their identity once they've had kids, where it's like, that is so important to remember what you loved before you had a kid, because that doesn't have to be your entire life.
Because your kid's going to be an asshole to you pretty soon, and, like...
Okay. Last question comes from Lucy. Lucy says, this May I graduate college and move back home to Chicago for work. All of my close friends are staying around the Twin Cities area where we went to college. I'm worried that the distance will strain our relationships, even though we all are extremely close to the point where we see each other every day. I've been told countless times I have nothing to worry about, but the little voice in my head keeps nagging at me. Any suggestions for staying in touch with them while we are all heading down different paths? I honestly didn't expect to ever have such a close-knit group of friends.
Yeah, I this is something that I've experienced, because, like, this is very much in tune to, like, how old I am right now. Like, my best friend just left for college, and we were both, like, it's funny, we met in our homeschooling program. You don't really think you'd meet friends in that, but you did.
Yeah.
But so she left, and I'm, like, really sad, and I was scared, like, you know, what if we don't talk as much, like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it is an adjustment. It is something, I mean, of course, you're not going to see each other every day, but I have to say, with the way technology works today, it's incredible how close, it's easy to stay close with somebody with FaceTime, and how easily you can call them up or just say a quick hey or goodnight. Like I miss her so much, of course, but I don't feel like, I do not feel like our friendship has changed. I don't feel like I can't call her for advice. I don't feel like she can't call me for some. Like, you know, she's going through a lot right now. She's in new surroundings, new friends, in a new dorm, like, when she's used to either her bed or my bed, you know, sleepovers and all that stuff. So I think that, I mean, if your friends are reassuring you, of course life is going to change. You're not going to see them that often, and you guys may not be as close. But if you guys are really as close as you say, and with how easy it is to contact people nowadays, it shouldn't be too big of a problem.
Two words, group text.
Group text.
Group text always keep it going.
Yeah.
Like,
And like an annual trip. Mm-hmm. A lot of my girlfriends who were in sororities in college, they all kind of went their separate ways, but they have, like, an annual trip where they all get together, and it doesn't have to be extravagant. It's just getting to the same place on the same weekend. And, and it actually can be really, really fun, because catch up and being able to, like, see each other physically versus over FaceTime and whatever, like, it can really just be a really great. Right.
Also, always send memes.
And send a lot of memes.
Keep a relationship alive by sending memes. Everyone wants to have some memes.
I want you to send
memes
us a meme when this is over.
She came into the show on the meme,
and she's
leaving the show on a meme.
You really know how to make a full circle moment.
Yes. I know, guys. Whoa. I'm so good at
You're a pro. Speaking of memes, if you want to follow Joey's Instagram and hope for a DM of a meme of your own.
That's how you know it's true friendship.
At Joey King, follow her on Instagram. Go see the Kissing Booth. Follow all of her things. Support her.
Netflix.
Shit, Netflix.
The Netflix original, yeah.
I'm going to watch one again.
Yeah.
Good. Oh yes. Please do, because it's, like, so easy. It's
and then you're going to see how hot her boyfriend is. Sorry.
And then she's going to ask next time we talk about him if he's single.
No, she's not. She would never do that.
She's a predator, okay?
Excuse me.
If your boyfriend.
Listen, Becca, there's going to be all these rumors started about me, and they're all going to be started from this podcast. Of you saying random comments and people taking them and running with them.
Well, you're an idiot if you believe that. Okay.
On that note, don't believe anything we say. And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Yay! Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.